Sometimes someone blogs about something that someone else blogged about, and it leads to an incredible discovery, or in this case, a rediscovery.
I can't come to the phone.
I can't come to the phone.
So leave your name at the tone.
So leave your name at the tone.
And say what you gotta say.
And say what you gotta say.
And I'll call you back right away.
That's one of the offerings from a cassette called Radio Shack Telephone Answering Machine Outgoing Messages.
It was the 80s. Answering machines were blowing people's minds.
This is a new technology, so the concept of calling people and then not actually getting a person but getting a machine was a new thing. You had to have a message explaining to an incoming caller that they had reached a machine.
Martin Schneider of the website Dangerous Minds stumbled on these audio delights on the blog of WFMU.
The person who operates me is unable to communicate with you at the present time. If, however, you leave your name and your number and any other pertinent data at the tone, my operator will return your call promptly.
I think you can begin to see the quality level that Radio Shack was engaging in at this time with this product. I'm hearing Kraftwerk in there somewhere, or maybe Devo.
Yeah, I can hear it.
The Devo influence or Kraftwerk?
Well, both, I guess.
Yeah, and Schneider points out that Radio Shack felt it was important to make sure that its answering machine songs were hip to the times. Here's one called Rappin'.
Wait,
hold on.
Just wait for the tone if you're going to leave a message for me.
It goes back to a time in the early to mid-80s when absolutely everything had to be in a rap format because that was the hot thing on the streets at that moment.
And it wasn't just songs. You could also pick up, at Radio Shack, a cassette of impersonator Rich Little to perk up your answering machine message.
Hey, listen, I don't know what I can tell you. There's nobody here right now, you know? But if you turkeys want to leave your name and your number, I mean, all I can do is pass it on to them, you know what I mean? Of course, if you don't want to, it's no big deal. Just don't ever call here again.
Martin Schneider of the Dangerous Minds website wonders whether Radio Shack fully thought through the shelf life of these products.
People hadn't asked themselves the question about hearing this over and over again. If you were one of the five people who was most likely to call a given number, this joke would wear thin after basically the first time you heard it.
But as a prized artifact of the pre-digital, pre-smartphone, pre-Radio Shack bankruptcy age, these cannot and should not be ignored.
I'm sorry that I missed your call, but you don't have to worry. Just leave